Okay, here we go.
Welcome to season 14 of Digital Learning Radio. We are back after taking a small hiatus, and I am so happy to be here. I'm Laura, and I'm delighted to be joined by my co-host, Catherine.
Hello.
This season of the podcast, we've continued conversations of sharing what has been inspiring us on our ongoing story of learning. This week, we're mixing it up a bit, and I know it's going to be a great episode. So, Catherine, it's been a few weeks since we've been in the podcast studio. What have you been up to?
I've been able to dig into some AI and up my prompt engineering game and play with some new tools that are so helpful for teaching and learning. So that's been a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. I hosted an idea exchange at Region 10, and our focus was using AI tools to design purposeful PD. And then I did a modified shortened version of that session at TCEA's coaching conference, and it went so well. I curated all of the resources in a Padlet. And thanks to our conversation in an earlier episode, I explained thoroughly why I chose Padlet, and the way I organized it was a huge hit with both audiences. They also both loved the experience of owning their own learning, the choice to explore what they wanted. They could collaborate or work solo. So it was really my favorite type of session to design and facilitate and participate in.
Well, that sounds fabulous. And I feel like I need to invite myself to look at that Padlet of curated responses, because all of that sounds right up my alley and like some things I want to check out.
I will share it with you.
Hooray.
All right. What about you? What have you been up to, Laura?
Well, this fall has been fast and furious. I have been able to expand the coaching connection meetup groups that I so enjoy facilitating and being part of. So lots of good coaching connections have been happening with me. I've also been reading Dr. Tina Bogren's book, Coaching for Educator Wellness, and I have been thoroughly enjoying that. I've been carrying this book around in my backpack for about 8 months, and I have just now had the opportunity to dig into it, and it has been one of those just perfect reads for right now. So I'm reading it. I'm like, yes, I'm going to use this or apply it to a conversation tomorrow. So that work has really been on my mind and inspiring me quite a bit of late.
I have that book in my stack of to be read, so I will move that to the top thanks to your recommendations.
Pull it up to the top. Oh, also, so you and I got to design and facilitate a session together a couple of weeks ago, and it was finally the right time and the right group to get to use the inspiration walk that I shared last season on the podcast, and it was so powerful. So we had good weather, an excited group, and some really great insights and inspiration from this quick 15-minute guided walk. So shout out to the power of the immersive audio experience and for finally having the right group. It was so, so lovely. And so I'm really excited that I got to be part of it.
So, and now what? That's checked off several months later. But
yes, feels good. I can sleep well at night at last. I did it.
Well, also during that same session, we applied some of our learning and thinking from the episodes in this season around differentiation and technology. And I used that phrase, differentiating by learner profile, which was part of one of my now what's. And then in addition, we utilized the what, so what, now what structure for our reflection stems. And whenever I use that framework in a session, I feel like it's a little secret nod to the podcast.
I agree, except I don't keep it secret. I like to say, by the way, this is the structure that I like to use on this podcast. So check it out. So mine's less secretive. And also, great job to you checking off a now what as well. Well, this fall is one that is just truly flying by. It has been a busy few weeks, and I am, again, just so glad to be back here in the podcast studio today. So we have some big news to share here at the top before we dive into today's conversation. I know we mentioned on our last episode that Catherine, you and I have had some shifts in our team, our roles, and our schedules this fall. So we paused the podcast to regroup for a few weeks. We're back today, and we've decided that this is our final episode. We're going to close out the Inspired to Learn series and Digital Learning Radio. So it's a big day and a big update. It was certainly a tough decision to make, but in staying true to this podcast's purpose, design, and authentic voice, it's time to wrap it up. But today's episode is going to be a great one for doing some celebrating, reflecting, and of course, sharing. Okay, I feel like this might be a good time to pause, do a check-in, maybe one modeled after a practice we have often used from Brené Brown, and that is the two-word check-in. So, Catherine, two-word check-in, a final episode, lots of feelings. How are you doing right now?
Laura, I am really sad and I am really proud. So, how are you doing?
My two words right now, I am feeling grateful and I am feeling bittersweet. So yeah, let's honor those feelings and emotions. Catherine, one of your words was really proud, and you should be feeling really proud. You know, you are a founding member of the Digital Learning Radio podcast, which encompasses 6 years of work. You know, this was the first of the ESCs in Texas to start a podcast, which is extremely cool. And you have a backlog of truly excellent work to be proud of.
This is episode 145, so yay.
That is wild. Okay, 145 episodes. Yes, be proud.
Laura, you mentioned feeling grateful, and I know I'm grateful that you were willing to join me as co-host in 2020 for our season From Triage to Transformation, and I counted you've been part of 65 of those 145 episodes.
Okay. Well, you've named exactly what I'm feeling grateful for, so same. I've had so much fun and learned so much being a part of Digital Learning Radio. And I am always grateful that you reached out to me in 2020 to join and co-host the next series. You know, we started recording that series like a couple of weeks or maybe a month or so after Brené Brown launched her podcast. So I like to think of myself as basically the same as Brené Brown when it comes to podcasting. That's the story I tell myself at least.
Well, I think she's restarting her podcast. So if you are missing us, you can go back to Brené.
Okay, sure. I'm sure that will happen. So perfect. Oh, man. So I am also grateful and just continuously shocked at how many authors and inspirational thought leaders interact with us online after we've posted our episodes. Catherine, you do a fantastic job of intentionally tagging the people that we're inspired by, and they regularly respond and amplify those tweets, share the podcast, or even take time to send us these extremely kind and complimentary direct messages, which always just astounds and delights me.
Same. And really, the most recent example of this is actually a follow-up from my last episode's Now What. I reached out to the authors of the ASCD article, and Dr. Kilbane responded with a lovely email that started with, "Hands down, you win the prize for having crafted and sent the most delightful email I have received in at least the last 6 months."
That is such an amazing phrase, and what a great email to open. I'm going to open my joke Etsy shop again and have that embroidered on a pillow for you. So stay tuned for that. That's so lovely. And again, good check for your now what. I love that you reached out to them and that they responded so kindly. I know that we wanted to take time to do some celebrating on this episode, so let's keep it going. Catherine, I know that this isn't a story that you would ordinarily share. However, I will share on your behalf. So a month or so ago, you were part of this huge EdTech conference at Region 10. And I think you were being thanked for being like an integral part of the planning process because, of course. And so that name shout out caused you to be recognized by a podcast listener in the audience and a fan who like ran up to you afterward and found you, which is so cool.
That experience was truly delightful. So thank you, Holly from Copperas Cove.
Hooray!
And then she immediately started looking around and said, is Laura here too?
I love that part.
That also reminds me of the time last year when we were at a regional meeting and I was chatting with someone I know and you walked up and joined the conversation. And then that person said, oh, that's Laura. I recognize you by your voice.
That was wild and kind of amazing. And I kind of forgot that that is how we met, which is a truly great story. Oh, man. So I want to go back to your word again, though, that word proud. I am so proud of being part of the seasons of the Inspire to Learn series, but you have had so many other amazing seasons and series on this podcast that you should be proud of. And the first one that comes to mind is the series Step In for Equity.
Well, thank you for recognizing that, Laura. I am so proud of that work. And our former co-hosts, Nancy and Misty, and I facilitated that series in the fall of 2019. We wanted to document our learning journeys around our DEIB self-work. And our season was called Caring Enough to Step In, Conversations About Equity in Education. We interviewed educators from a variety of backgrounds and many from marginalized communities, and I learned and grew so much from every single conversation.
That was such a powerful series, and I love that y'all did it in 2019. Such good work. What other series have you done since kicking off the podcast back in 2017?
In very early seasons, the original host, Ashley Al, and I spent time deconstructing the ISTE standards for educators, and we had terrific interviews for each one of those standards. We also hosted a series on the new pillars of modern teaching and had the honor of interviewing Gail Allen, which is one of my all-time favorite podcast memories. And then when Nancy and Misty joined the team, our first series was Exploring Coaching with Rose-Colored Glasses. And we even interviewed students for that series.
I love that series. I kind of forgot about that one. And I am remembering that at the time, I was doing a lot of work with coaches through an instructional coaching academy at Region 10. And it just so happened that our cohort, each time we met, I had the ability to have a slide in my deck that was like, hey, check out Region 10 podcast. It's about coaching with rose-colored glasses. Misty made that really cool graphic. And it was so helpful to have that just-in-time learning. Like, hey, keep thinking about this on your drive home. So that was a great one as well.
And then Laura, in the wild times of the spring of 2020, when you joined as a co-host, our first series together was called Transforming Learning, where we explored ideas in the New Pillars book again and discussed what we hoped education would look like post-pandemic. Now, I don't know about you, I barely remember that time, but I am grateful we do have a record of our thinking at that moment in history. And then our next series together was Transforming Professional Learning, and we interviewed educators and discussed PD design. And I think those episodes were some of the very first with larger discussions of Priya Parker and the book, The Art of Gathering.
Those were such a fun series, such important work for the time. And again, I'll go back to my word of grateful. I'm so grateful that you scooped me up and brought me along into the podcast realm. So those were lovely series and good memories as well. Okay, you mentioned Gail Allen, of course. Tell us more about season one, the very beginning of the podcast.
Since we're celebrating and reflecting, the first celebration and recognition needs to go to my original director of digital learning, Craig Gray. He's the one who handed a colleague, Ashley, and me copies of the book, The New Pillars of Modern Teaching. And the ideas in that book have truly transformed how I think about teaching and learning. And then when Al joined our team, we immediately forced him to read the book too. And then in January of 2017, Ashley, Al, and I decided we wanted to do our first Pillars book study. But of course, we didn't want it to be like any other book study.
Of course.
And so the three of us each love listening to podcasts. So we thought, what if we had an audio option for our book study teach piece? And then we thought, if this audio thing works, can we continue and then host a podcast ourselves?
I love that.
Well, luckily we had Al around. He was our tech expert, and he could set up the audio and handle the editing and publishing. We recorded our book talks and our first episodes by sharing microphones and computers all around a table. And we enjoyed that work so much. And especially at that time, it was a really different way of sharing information. Mm-hmm. And so our director, Craig, just said yes to everything for us experimenting with podcasting. So he found us a studio space in our offices, purchased the equipment, and then allowed us the time and space and autonomy to plan and record and promote the work. Mm. So the podcast idea all started with the New Pillars book in January 2017, but we released our very first digital learning radio episode on May 5th, 2017, and I've enjoyed every moment and interview and learning opportunity since.
Well, all of that is amazing and truly deserves celebration, gratitude, and you certainly have so many things to be proud of. But it wouldn't be an episode of this podcast if we didn't share something. So, Catherine, what would you like to share today?
Today, I'd like to share the idea of unicorn spaces.
Well, I love the name. I'm already in. Tell me more.
At the beginning of 2022, I discovered a book by Eve Rodsky called Find Your Unicorn Space, Reclaim Your Creative Life in a Too Busy World. Now, at that time, I was also reading The Power of Fun and two burnout books. So that kind of tells you where my headspace was as we were emerging from pandemic times. And no surprise, I heard an interview with Eve on a podcast.
Of course. I
love the idea she shared and thought the name Unicorn Space was delightful. So I had to get the book.
Of course.
So Eve describes the three C's of a unicorn space as curiosity, connection, and completion. Now, by curiosity, she doesn't mean a simple hobby or self-care routine, but she describes it as values-driven curiosity that pulls you into a flow state. The connections in a unicorn space provide accountability, feedback, and meaning. And by completion, she means putting some kind of output into the world. Eve also says a unicorn space is the intersection of happiness and meaning, and it can be an antidote to burnout. She also says that a unicorn space brings you so much joy, you want to share it with others. So I can't believe I never shared the idea on our podcast, but for me, especially our Inspire to Learn series, I think our podcast studio has been one of my very favorite unicorn spaces. It exemplifies everything about a unicorn space. The planning, the recording, and sharing all aligns to the curiosity and connection because we hold each other accountable. And when we hit publish, we're completing our work and sharing something with the world.
Well, that is lovely. Again, I don't know how you haven't shared this on the podcast before. I remember you sharing it with me when you first started reading the book, and I was like, oh, yeah, that sounds fun. But hearing you talk about it right now, of course, what a lovely idea. And yeah, that is the podcast space for me as well. You know, thinking about the curiosity and the connection components. For me, being a part of this podcast really has been the best form of professional learning that I have had in years and now for some years. Using the podcast lens to seek out that weekly inspiration really is one of my favorite personal learning challenges. And then going through the process of getting inspired to share, learning more about the topic, trying and rarely succeeding at succinctly sharing it in 60 seconds or less has really created an amazing and connected learning journey that has really impacted my thinking and the work that I create and facilitate. And then following our what, so what, now what protocol really does hold me accountable to put that learning into practice because I know you're going to ask me the very next week how my next steps for implementation are going. So thank you for the structure and the opportunity to really grow and apply that learning on a weekly basis through this series. And now I'll use the language in this unicorn space. And then thinking about the completion part of unicorn spaces, you know, the output of creating and publishing a podcast each week really has been a thrilling, daunting, and important part of our learning journeys. And the cool thing about our output being a published podcast is that it comes with listeners. So we absolutely want to take time to thank you, dear listeners, for joining us and being such an amazing part of the podcast process. We know that we have some diehard fans who have been there since the beginning. We have fans who listen every week, and to all of our listeners, we want to thank each one of you for listening, for supporting us, and for hopefully getting inspired alongside us each week. So, as we start to wrap it up, everyone knows that we both love sharing quotes that have inspired us. So, how about each of us share a final quote? I'll start, and it's one that I share constantly. This quote comes from Brené Brown in Atlas of the Heart. And shout out, we did an episode on this book back in season 11, but it is my favorite aspirational definition of connection. So Brené says, connection is the energy that exists between people when they feel seen, heard, and valued, when they can give and receive without judgment, and when they derive sustenance and strength from the relationship. I think this definition beautifully captures the essence of so many of our connected conversations here on the podcast. So I wanted to close by sharing it again.
Perfect quote and perfect share. Thank you for bringing that to the podcast. And thanks to my favorite curation tool, Readwise,
Of course.
I found a perfect close that also ties some of our beliefs and feelings together. This quote comes from a book I shared on an episode back in 2021, and the book is The Power of Moments by Chip Heath and Dan Heath. They say, "We can be the designers of moments that deliver elevation and insight and pride and connection. These extraordinary minutes and hours and days, they are what make life meaningful, and they are ours to create." Laura and past co-host and listeners, thank you for being part of these extraordinary minutes and hours of insight and connection.
Perfect. Perfectly said. Okay. Should we close this out?
Let's do it. Throughout this podcast journey, we have been dedicated to sharing our learning and the things that have inspired us. Even though the podcast is ending, our learning journeys are not.
We are, as ever, inspired to learn from Gail Allen and her work in the new pillars of modern teaching. She reminds us that when we share, we add a sentence to the story we communicate about ourselves to the world. Thank you for this unicorn space to share so many sentences about the ever-evolving and growing stories we communicate about ourselves to the world.
Let's continue learning, sharing, and transforming. Let's stay inspired.